It is time for us to have our chat with the Honorable Mayor of Mountain Home. He is in the studio. Hillary Adams is here along with Heather Loftus. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Could I get you to do me a favor, though? I haven't heard the weather forecast. We have some pretty weather coming.
Well, sir, I must tell you.
In case you don't know, Kim, I'm in dire need of some 60, 70 degree days.
Well, by Sunday.
You're gonna get your wish,
exactly,
sir.
Exactly. Heather knows by Sunday, 68, Monday, 69. Tuesday, we do have a slight chance of rain. 70 degrees. Wednesday, 20% chance of showers and 67. Is that okay?
That's great. In case you don't know it, people that work for the city are tired of snow. And ice and cold weather. We're ready to get past this mess.
And I just like to wash my car. Oh, it's nasty.
You know, if you're in the car wash business in town, get ready. You're gonna have a load of quarters pretty soon.
You know what I love? I don't know. I love the stoplight being removed there on 62.
That has worked out really good for us.
I had no idea how much I did not like that stoplight.
Well, apparently a lot of other people didn't either, but it serves zero purpose, basically. And it seems like everything's worked great down there between 6th and 9th Street now. We haven't had any issues. Sometimes if you're headed south and turning left on the 7th to enter the square area, you know, it's a little bit more challenging at times, but just sit there and be patient and you can get in. It's not that big a deal, but it has worked great for us. And there's still some stuff to come in that area there, but we're just waiting on some RDOT activity there before we can do anything else.
I should have started this in a better way, sir, but I do want to thank all the employees of the city for all the work that they put in last week to clear those roads. The city did a fantastic job.
I appreciate that, and so do those employees. And you know, we've made sure to do everything we can to let them know about that type of stuff. You know, those people went to work at midnight that Friday night, and they did a great job. And, you know, we learned some things this time, and we learned that there's a lot of other groups out there, and we didn't really get involved with the Mountain Home football team or Care Center or now Kingdom Life Recovery until Wednesday or Thursday. But we had a meeting yesterday, and for those city people that were out there, you know, they're away from their families. They need to clean their own driveway, their own road at home, and they're not there to do that because they're spending 12 hours a day in a road grader or loader and working night shifts. So they did a phenomenal job. I don't have any complaints at all about anything they did. And, you know, this time, and y'all helped us some with this and all the media sources did, we asked people if at all possible to keep your cars off the road and put them in the driveway. I had some operators telling me, I think we fed lunch out there at the shop Wednesday when they did their shift change. And they said, man, we saw a lot of cars in driveways. And the roads were more free of parked cars this time.
Only and problem so, is everybody got stuck in their driveway.
Well, you know, because of that windrow. But here's something we learned this time. And I went down and visited with Coach Area at the high school on Wednesday. And I caught him when the kids were in there doing weights. And I said, Coach, let me show you something that would give all these boys in here a lot more upper body strength. They could make some money for themselves or the football program, or they could build goodwill in the community. And he said, what are you talking about, Mayor? And I said, take this shovel right here and clean this windrow from these driveways. I know one boy that cleaned 15 driveways in 2 days. And I don't know what he was getting for that, if he was doing it free or a $20 bill. But we saw over in Jonesboro, there was a group called Breaking Bonds Ministry. That's very similar to Kingdom Life. They were working real hard, so I called Ty Cotter up and I said, Ty, here's an opportunity for Care Center to do some good in the community if you'd like to do it. Ever how y'all want to handle that? And I believe he shared that information again Thursday afternoon. To go out and help those people that need help getting out of the driveway. We can't do anything about where the snow goes. We go back after about 48 to 72 hours and we start trying to help where we can. There's way, way too many driveways for us to clean driveways and approaches to businesses and stuff. We just don't have the ability to do that. But, you know, our first focus is that first 48 to 72 hours of getting roads clear because we want the emergency vehicles to get where they need to get to. And that's paramount to anything else we do is getting those roads ready. I'm proud of what they did this time.
Can you go anywhere in town without being asked about the community center right now?
No, I can't. And but that's good. That's great. And, you know, I've got, I think, next week at least two already, maybe three, I don't remember, large groups. And what I mean large groups is like a business that wants to go out and look at sponsoring a room. They want to take their employee, you know, some of them have like an employee engagement team or something like that, or quality of life team at their business or stuff. So we're doing a lot of that now out there. And we started selling memberships this week. That's gone very good so far. We've had several businesses reach out to us about getting a plan that they could then share as a benefit for their employees. And believe it or not, it's 9 o'clock this morning. I've already been out there for over an hour this morning with someone looking at a potential job interview and a candidate out there. Mm-hmm. Took them out and showed them the place this morning, and I may end up going through it four more times today, but that's fine. But
Is the heat turned on out there yet?
The heat is on in all but one room, and we think that'll be on maybe next week sometime. But we've got temporary heat in the natatorium, and that way the tile setters can work. We rented a portable unit and put in there until we get everything hooked up so the tile guys can work. We're not experiencing any delays there. Mountain Home Street Department poured concrete out there Monday.
Really?
And they're pouring again today. And it's not very warm out there, and it's kind of nasty, but they're out there getting it done. They're doing the curbing and stuff for the parking lot. And we've probably got maybe 40% of the parking lot curbing done and ready. I won't say we're half done yet, but we're approaching the halfway mark on the curbing for the parking and stuff. So everything's still looking great. We will have the park staff in there. The staff will be in there, part of them at least, by May 1. And we're going to have some events during the month of May out there, and we're anticipating right now, unless Kim brings us some more bad weather, we'll have that event fully operational by Memorial Day out there.
Can you briefly talk a little bit about the membership rates? I mean, I know that the city council approved that at the last meeting. We've got a meeting again tonight. But there's a whole page. There's all kinds of different options that are available to residents.
There's so many options available where it's just for an individual, for a family, a senior couple. We've now, the facility and all of our staff's been approved and certified for Silver Sneakers, I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. Silver Fit is coming right behind that, and our certification for that. So we'll be able to honor those cards and programs that those people have. There's a membership available of any sort and kind for anybody, you know. Then there's not going to be anybody turned away. If there's somebody, Heather, that's really, you know, just they want to come use a place and they don't have the ability financially to do that, we'll find somebody that can help make that happen. We're not going to turn anybody away. And so we tried to create a plan that was very affordable. I know this week a senior couple bought a membership. And our senior couple is anybody 60 and over. They got that membership. They paid in full for a year for $345. That's for two people. That's less than 50 cents a day. Is what that is. So that's a pretty good rate. And our group, Daniel and his team at the Parks Department and everybody else that was involved in that, the Parks Committee, they all worked really hard to make that rate very, very affordable. Now we just got to sell a lot of memberships for it. We'll be already, I think we've got several big events that have reached out to us, you know, wanting to hold things in there. During the next year, we'll probably start booking some stuff in June in there, whether that be meetings or conferences for folks or whatever that is. But we anticipate it being fully functional and usable for those type things in June sometime.
Several people have asked, remind them, what are you going to do with the current Mountain Home City Pool once the community center opens?
The first thing we'll probably do is get the water out of it and just let it, we'll take a breather. There won't be a lot happen there this summer. We just got too many other things to finish up. We got the McCabe Park, the other project to do for the handicap parking lot and restrooms at the fishing ponds. But what our plans are right now to eventually happen at the pool at Cooper Park is for that to become some sort of splash pad area, maybe, because the youth center is still going to function. When a community center opens, it's not like the youth center. The community center is a membership place. There's all sorts of activity going on there, multiple things on there any given day. The youth center will still function and serve just like it does now, the youth of the community. And since there's so many of them there during the summer, we think having that splash pad right there by those kids and giving them something to do and burn a little energy would be great. And then you're completely surrounded there by neighborhoods. You got Indian Creek and Village Green and a lot of stuff around that area. You got the baseball games going on in the summer up there at Cooper Park. So there's a we looking at a splash pad there, but that, to be honest with you, may be a year or so away before we get to that.
You know, it's amazing all the work that's going into the community center. I mean, but it's still business as usual with everything else that's going on.
Everything else is going on. A lot of work. You know, we're going to wrap up the major project. It's a sewer plant that is replacing all the wiring in there. And it's also, we're going from chlorine disinfection to UV disinfection and eliminate chlorination out there. All that project we're thinking is going to be wrapped up in June, July time schedule. That's about a $17 million improvement out there to that. And a lot safer for the people out there working, a lot better for the community. And that plant, by the time this is over with, will basically be a brand new plant that was over 50 year old. So, you know, that's going to last us a long time out there. Again, we hope, like it did the first time. We still got a lot of, you know, we're wrapping up the Southwest Sewer project where we took sewer to the ASU Technical Center. That's fixing to be annexed in the school property, Technical Center property. And we tied that line into the expansion of Big Creek and removed the lift station. So now all the new development stuff in Big Creek has sewer available to it.
You hear about water and sewer projects going on all throughout the state of Arkansas. You guys were kind of ahead of the game.
What we did, and it was way before my time, the city council set up a plan to make sure our rates every year. We did a rate study every single year. That's done by Garber Engineering. And they do that rate study, and then we take whatever that tells us, and we put a multiplier on it based on CPI to maintain our rates. Now, all the things you hear about around the state, and I was at a Senate committee hearing year before last, there were people there that hadn't raised rates in 25, 30 years. The cost of that pipe's going up every day, the cost of the meters, the cost of labor, the cost of everything that goes in that ground is, and you have to maintain those rates to keep paying for the infrastructure. Yes, we could use a whole lot more money. We got a couple of big projects we're needing to do, but we'll work through that when the time comes. But the key to it is keeping those water and sewer rates to cover the cost of the material and the expense of doing those jobs right there.
Mayor, we know you're a busy man. We always appreciate you coming by and giving us some time.
Thanks a lot, Kim. Make sure that weather holds true.
Yes, sir. Got it.
Hey, it's a real busy political season. Are you sad that you're not involved in any way?
Well, here's what. You'll probably be hearing here.
You got to scoot up.
I don't think.
I don't think we got you there.
Oh, we're still on.
Oh yeah, we're still on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, there's a lot going on out there right now, and you know, it's for me to just sit and observe right now and see what all's happening. You know, we got a lot of good folks out there right now, and I think there's numerous people in there and the different things going on here in the community that. You know, whatever the outcomes of some of those are, I'll feel good that we'll still be in good hands right here when this is all over with. And yeah, but it is good right now to not have to be in the middle of some of everything right now.
All right, we'll take off the hot seat now, Mayor. Appreciate you both.